Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest. It's Thursday.
It is. It is Thursday, which is theme day. Yeah. And I see our theme today is an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
And of course, we've had kind of a running theme all week.
We have. It has been apple week here, you know. And I got to tell you, we're going to continue to make our engineer, Noelle, here at the station. She's getting a little antsy because she doesn't have an iPhone. And we keep talking about iPhones, you know. So if anyone's looking to give Noelle a nice gift, an iPhone might be the appropriate thing to send here to the station.
That would be a nice
gift. Well, she deserves a gift putting up with us all the time. That's for sure.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, yeah. You're a delight all the time. Absolutely. So, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And what we mean by that is that your iPhone and your Apple product can help you live a healthier life.
Oh, and that's awesome.
It is awesome. It is awesome. So, there, I'm laughing a little bit because I'm old school. I mean, I actually, when I get off the treadmill, I actually write down how many calories I've burned and all of that. Yeah, I actually
with a pencil?
Well, a pen. It's very old fashioned. So, Diana, well, you're all up on this health tracking stuff. So, why don't you talk about this for a while?
Sure. Well, actually, a lot of people are into counting steps right now, and you can buy a little pedometer to kind of clip on your clothes. But you can, when you're walking, you can use some apps on your iPhone to help keep track of how many steps you take, how many calories you burn, and it watches how your habits change over time. So we like Move, if that's the name of the app, and Pedometer.
So. Oh, Move and Pedometer. So Right. Those are a couple apps that you can look for that are going to measure your steps and kind of your lifestyle
right.
That's interesting. So does it have a thing for me that would say, get up?
Well, we could probably program it to do that.
Yeah, it probably should. I've got you, though, for that.
That's right.
All right. moving on. Go ahead, Diana. Well, you have the list here.
Well, just thinking about moving at a faster pace, there are several apps that are designed to keep track of running and biking. So if you're not, you know, into walking so much, running and biking is your thing, this is where you should be listening. So you can use your iPhone to track pace, weather, distance, etc., and then take a look at the app's website to see your route and performance on the map.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting point. You say weather, you know, and that's, I know some of these apps, either they work together or it's all inclusive in the app, but, you know, if you're going to be outside, they actually measure the weather as well as the distance and the pace and everything that you normally think. But I think it's really interesting that it does measure weather. Some of them even measure terrain and things
it
like that.
It makes a difference in your pace.
And and elevation, you know, with GPS technology. It's really, really neat how some of these things work. So I think that's exciting. What are some of those, Diana?
There's iSmooth Run, Run Keeper, and Map My Run.
Right, and Map My Run. I know I have several friends that use that. They really like that. All right, well, the next one is one that, you know, I've been counting calories, honestly, since I was probably like 15 or younger even. So to keep your calories in check, they have Calorie Tracker by Livestrong.com, and it will help you quickly keep track of what you eat. You know, and honestly, as someone who was surprised different times in my life about how much I was actually taking in, it's a good thing to keep track of your calories.
Yeah, and we should also mention about sleeping. There's some apps out there will monitor your sleep patterns and wake you when you're not in a deep sleep. And that's Sleepbot, good one.
Great. So Apple can keep you healthier through use of apps on your iPhone. So until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.